listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
My brothers and sisters, God feels pain when we are in pain. God feels sorrow when you and I are in sorrow. And finally, God feels our grief when we are grieving. When we as believers fail to honor and respect God, it hurts God. So now that we have exegesed the passage, I understand those concepts, how we hurt God. When we think about how do we hurt God, God, when we don't give and we cause the Lord to cry. Giving, my brothers and sisters, is a part of an eternal message that God gave us from the very foundation of the world. And that was a message of love. God gave this world a love gift written in John 3:16. And in John 3:16, it is a familiar passage of scripture. It says, "For God so loved." That word so, two letters, that was so powerful that it took his son to come and reveal the love of God the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life or eternal life. My brothers and sisters, from the beginning of time, God was establishing a plan to provide for mankind. God knew his responsibilities for what he made or what he created. And that plan was revealed to man to maintain what God had created. And God gave man dominion, he gave man power, and he gave man authority. God knew the abilities and the likelihood of man's success, as well as man's failures. And if we as a body of believers are required to uphold and maintain what God has given us, what should my responsibilities be? This is personal. There will always be a debate as to what our responsibilities are to the church. There are two sides to the church. There's a spiritual side of worship and praise and shouting and falling out and sweating and getting happy. And there's a business side where we get quiet. Nobody wants to be bothered. where we have financial obligations. And if anyone knows how difficult times are today, it's the pastor. I can walk the street and see what's going on in the neighborhood. I can see by what we're putting in a collection plate how difficult times are. But it's your responsibility to do what you know is right towards the Lord. I am not God, and I will never judge you for what you put in the plate. Antioch, I believe that many believe today that we are struggling because of economic uncertainties. But there was always economic uncertainties, even in the Great Depression, more so than even today. What would it be like if we had another economic depression? And you had to depend on the resources of others to help you provide. Those resources would come from this very place, the church. For the church has been established as a communal. That's why we conjugate. And if there's ever a race of people that I know how to conjugate and do what God told them to do, it is the Hispanic race. They will come together and put their resources together, and they will feed each other, and they will be happy, and they can get along together. And that's the same concept that we should have as the church. But when we don't come together and put our resources together, it always creates an outage. Giving to the Lord and the Lord's house allow the Lord to return favor or blessings back to you. Here is why. God does not need anything. He owns everything. God's desire is to see if we need something. God is watching our faithfulness even in our needs towards Him. God, who owns all, is all, and has established it all, can give us everything that we need when we depend upon Him and been faithful to the things that He's asked us to do. Here's why. God will not violate His own word. If He has instructed us to give to the poor and give resources, some of our obligations to the church, and meet the needs of others, He said, I will provide for you. Now, here's the definition of giving is defined as to grant or to bestow by formal action. What action have we taken this year that God has honored? There was a publican who gave something, and he bragged about it. And there was another man who put his very little into the plate. And God honored the one who put all that he had versus the one who bragged about what he had. Mama said back in the day, if you don't give God what's His, He will find a way to get what's His. Your bills pop up unexpectedly. Your car break down. Sickness and illnesses. The question is, are we honoring God with what we are giving Him? Is God pleased with the action that I have rendered concerning the things of God? Have I first been faithful? Secondly, have I been committed? And finally, have I been consistent in my giving? My faithful giving is when we give in spite of our circumstances. I have to confess this morning a confession is good for the soul. As a child, my mom said, tell the truth and shame the devil. As a child, I would get a nickel to put in the collection plate. And I would faithfully put that nickel in the collection plate. But one day I saw a member of the church put some money in and take some money out. So one day, you can imagine what I did. I put my nickel in and I took a dime out. My mom asked, "Where did you get the dime from?" And I said, "Well, I put my nickel in and I took a dime out." And one can imagine what happened. The next offering, my mom said, "You take that money that you had and you put it back into the plate. You are robbing God." At the time, I didn't think of it robbing God. In fact, I didn't even know I was so young. I didn't even know I was stealing. Isn't it amazing? Do you know what? If you don't know you're stealing, it's not a sin. How do you know? Here's what happened. My mom was instilling something within me that give the Lord what's his and don't take away from what's his. And I learned that at an early age. And as a Baptist, I began to understand the principle, and I began to honor God with what was his. When we are committed to give, it sends a message to concerning our faith is at work. It states that we are trusting and believing in what God has said. And if I am faithful, I am consistent in giving back to the Lord. Malachi said, "Bring me all the tithes into the storehouse, that there shall be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Malachi words always seem to silence the church. See how quiet it is, Brother Gaines? The reason for that is because it speaks to our heart. For my heart reveals everything concerning my giving. I rarely or seldomly speak on tithing or even giving. And the reason is because giving is personal. Hello, office. Y'all need to hear this too. Because you are part of the church as well. And you need to be here hearing this for such a time as this. Don't get mad at the pastor. Hear what God is saying to you. But am I robbing God in my giving? That's personal. Am I taking that dime out of the plate? Is it expedient for me to pull out $100 and give the Lord a dime? And yet the church is faithful at repast, Sister Patrick. And you know better than anybody how much it costs. And yet we sometimes give very little as we feed those and those who have families that are hurting because it's our responsibility to do so. But what is my responsibility in helping to do that? What is my obligation to the church to make sure that when my loved one died, God forbid, loved one died, that the church cannot even have enough resources to feed the family coming from out of town because I held back $99 when I could have given? Let me share something. That $100 in your pocket may not always be $100 in your pocket. You got to remember the same one who gave you that $100 is the same one that can take it back when we are not being committed to the Lord.